If we stop,
we're waiting
just...
until I...
Was that for which kids now?
The west side, needy.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Right. Why don't you go over again what you did?
Well, there was Mrs. Howard Ford, Mrs. Frank Kelton, Florence Oxer, and Mrs. Frank Diebold, and myself. Then there were a few others helped us at that time. And we raised a few $100s. And usually donations, but in a few years, we had a morning matinee at the West Side Theater. And the admission was a toy or canned books or something, usually a toy.
Is that where the West Town is now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we put up, the firemen did it, but we were the organizers. Big Christmas tree in Pershing Park, you know that little park there? The firemen trimmed it for us and put lights. And two or three days before Christmas, we did outside work like that. And we had a big Christmas tree over there, very pretty too. And then Tanner Daly and my husband, and I don't recall who else, would provide trucks. And they would deliver all this stuff to the homes a day before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then they gradually on this side began to have the good fellows and that sort of thing do pretty much that work, and we gave it up. Mm-hmm. But we had it for many years.
Mm-hmm. What about that, you know that big brewery on the other side of the river with the, it's almost directly across from the Bay County Yard. There's a stack that sticks up.
Oh,
there.
Call Brewery.
Call?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was quite a big brewery at one time.
What
there were two or three Call Brothers in there.
They were Call School came from?
That's, yes. It was built on Call property.
Mm.
And that's what it was called. Call School.
Was it beer? Was it a beer brewery?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to it? How come the competition didn't keep them alive?
Well, that's why it died, I guess. There was too much competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It still survived. It's a great old building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, it's some, I do recall a younger generation being interested, but I think it was competition probably killed it.
The rail yard, you mentioned that a minute ago, there were five, and it was a lot bigger concern than it is now.
Oh, yes.
Probably ever will be again. But which one
there
is
there? There are no passenger trains out of here now, you know.
None at all?
None.
Which one used to go up to Mackinac?
D&M.
D&M?
They trucked Mackinac.
Yeah.
And then there's some... They still have offices in Tala City. That was a short railroad. But the big ones were Grand Prime, New York Central, Pierre Marquette, and... can I name another?
I don't know if you mentioned D&M. In that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, the railroad used to run up. I've taken it when my husband had to go in the Thummim business. We'd go to Saguenay and take the train up to Bayport.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up the shoreline then? Is the west?
I don't recall that, because Bayport was far. I recall later when we drive to Port Austin, and he would go to call him the fisherman. He was a booth representative here.
Mm.
But Saginaw Valley history is so worthwhile. It's too bad there isn't more records.
I know it. It's getting better though.
Is it?
With these exact things going on.
Yes.
How come you couldn't go to Bayport from Bay City? Why did you have to go to Saginaw? Didn't they have trash?
That's where the railroad went.
Yeah, they didn't have tracks.
They'd have a branch in here. No, they wouldn't. Or we wouldn't have had. And I don't know how we got to say. Well, I guess that we'd go. I don't know the Pyramid Cafe now. We'd take the train to Saginaw, mm-hmm. then go out to see. There wasn't a direct line from here.
Pyramid Cafe was a local type of railroad?
Pyramid Cafe.
It was all over
the big railroad.
Midwest?
It was a big one.
Yeah.
And there's something on mine, another line, and I cannot remember. Jim might remember. The doctor, him. And I've seen that flour mill on the west side, and I think Volkmann's. Volkmann.
Mm-hmm. That's a German name that you
can't
think of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were Germans the biggest influence around here, do you think? Or was it pretty well established?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that any of the big lumber barons were German extraction.
Bay City's got a section a big section of Polish people.
Yes.
Part of a bar. Is there a... Mm-hmm. It just seemed to settle over there.
Mm-hmm. That's something I don't know. I think at one time, one-fifth of the population of Polish is... It's more than that now.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes or what about potatoes and beets and the crops and the
I don't know anything about potatoes. They'd be out in Munger, it's here around there. But beets is a big one.
Had been when you were here earlier?
Oh yeah. Because they had the one on Woodside and then the one in South Bay City. Monitor.
Who's the guy that owns that thing? It's a city name, isn't it?
Well, the Coriels are the stockholders. And Henry Smith is stockholders. And the Robert Gates Company was the original company of the Coriels.
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. You branched from it? Mm-hmm. With the coal mining was big yes. back then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. They had mines out in Bangor,
mm-hmm.
in St. Charles.
Mm-hmm. They were active back that you can remember?
Well, Johnny Coriel, our friend, was in the mines first.
Mm-hmm.
That's before the, and I can't remember what the start of the sugar company was, whether there was, I think there was a little sugar company there, and a branch in Mount Pleasant. See, I wasn't too interested in
and
that's why I don't remember. But, of course, Monitor now is a big sugar company. And the one in Saginaw, what's the name of it?
Seabwing?
Hmm?
One in Seabwing?
Is it?
That's the same company.
Yeah, but that isn't the name of it. I can't recall. No.
Only it's in season.
But that chemical company, it was a foreign company, I think, and this was a brand.
Oh, yeah.
There's some wealthy man here connected with it.
So is that company from a foreign to the United States, or just not around this area?
Well, that branch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. North American chemical company. So it probably was just an American concern. Although I do recall a little remembrance of some foreign connection. But you see, not being interested particularly, you know.
Yeah.
I don't recall too much of it.
There's a reason for the chemical companies being the brine that's flowing underneath. That's the reason why Dow
is... That's what they salt.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There was a quota established by the state of Michigan to get people into making salt. And for quite a while, Michigan is one of the largest producers in the United States.
Well, now, in the manufacture or the production of it, would there be little shanties? As one friend of mine said, she could faintly recall it on the west side of the river, and it seemed to be a lot of little shanties.
They could be little salt houses, little block houses.
Well, that's what she remembered.
I've seen pictures of...
I don't recall it. So it may have been on the out when I came here, you see. Because I've only been here 58 years. It seems a lifetime, but for remembering things.
Yes, yes. Was fishing ever an industry?
Oh, yes, that's a big industry.
It was a big industry.
Mm-hmm. My husband was with Booth there. Not only American, but Canadian, too. But then the others were local concerns.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Beetle Fishery, the Beetles that had the canning company, and they were originally had the fish company. And then there was a Kavanaugh fish company in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think been out of business, didn't it long? No, there was a lot of fish driving.
Major industry.
Yeah.
Where they would ship a lot of it out?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would they salt it, or would they?
And don't freeze it.
That's
what they cut the ice for.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember my husband get on the telephone right after dinner, when after the catch was in, you know. Call Chicago, call New York, and sell big shipments.
They're starting to get back in enough numbers where an industry might grow out again in this area.
Well, I would think with the pollution, it will never be here again.
Unless we can turn it around, just how we got in this mess, we might be able to turn it around the other way.
There used to be a lot caught up at some, it was halfway between Point Lookout and Tallas. I don't think there was men in business. And then Tallas had two or three companies, big companies.
There's still a couple around, I think.
And of course, the fish didn't have to come in here. My husband would telephone these fish companies up north and buy from them and then call New York and sell, you see.
Mm-hmm. What about the Peet Company?
I don't know anything. There was something in the paper. When my father died a week or so ago. So I don't know anything about that.
Remember the Cass Avenue Bridge? When it was still up?
I've gone over it many times.
Was it pretty rickety? It was just too old?
Well, yes, compared to what it should have been. It was like a bridge you used to see out in the country very often, you know. We could drive over it. Of course, it deteriorated.
How come it was so popular? Was that before the Lafayette Street Bridge was there? It wasn't used that often?
I think there was always a bridge at Lafayette. The Veterans Bridge was the old Grand Trunk Railroad bridge. That's where. And the Grand Trunk station was down near where Holiday Inn is now.
Oh.
Moose Hall was there, and the Grand Trunk, and then the Holiday Inn bought that property.
Right.
And that was the railroad bridge, the Grand Trunk Railroad bridge. See, there were three railroad bridges here.
You got two left.
Yeah, is the B and M still operating?
I don't know.
That would be the farthest north.
Yeah, up right now. Okay.
Yeah, I go this way and it's way down here. I can't visualize in the Linda Street because we used to go down Marquette. My husband's office was down here at Belinda Street, you see. So Marquette, we traveled that a lot. And I can't visualize that the river turns so that Belinda goes north and south.
Right, right.
I know it does. Just on Fifth Avenue in New York. In my mind, I know it goes north and south. In my mind, it goes east and west.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm walking on,
mm-hmm.
I think it's east and west. Silly how you can get an idea in your mind like that. And then, how does Joyce get back? Do you have to have two cars?
We have two cars. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I was just thinking, with the large boats now that are going up and down, were there those boats going through then that you can remember?
Well, not ocean-going boats. Not until the Seaway was built, you see.
Right. It opened up.
Yes, it opened up. Well, there were always big boats, you see, because Davidson had boats, and Davidson's brother-in-law in Cleveland, Tomlinson Company.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a buff boat company that had big boats coming in here. But the ocean-going boats didn't come in until the Seaway was built. I was on the first cruise boat that went to Montreal on the Seaway.
Oh, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there were five of us in here. And
I think I can remember that.
Well, that's not too long ago.
No, I think I remember that.
Uh-huh. Yes, you would. Uh-huh. Yes, I must have lived. Yes, I lived down in Fifth Street. Mm-hmm. Now, I have some pictures there, and I think I must have some others. Where a friend was here the other night, and she was with me on there. And I said, what happened to all those pictures we had taken? It was a photographer on board, you know. And he was always taking pictures, and then we'd choose what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a boat, went aground east of Montreal. So we had to get off the boat, our boat, and go in by bus to Montreal.
Because you couldn't get past.
Uh-huh. It was a ground there, I think, for several days. And the ships on both sides piling up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get through.
What was your motivation for coming to Bay City?
I got married.
Right, that was a good foreign nation.
Yeah, my husband came the year before. His family was connected with the boot fishers in Canada, and he came over to work in the office here. Mm-hmm. And then we were married a year later.
What about the newspaper? Was the Bay City Times always the Bay City Times?
It was an earlier. You don't read the newspaper.
I have very little time to read the newspaper.
No, I don't. Because there was a history of it.
Oh, was it?
Very many days.
There's a booth.
There was, and there were two or three newspapers, or three or four here. But, now I've forgotten what the base, there was a Bay City Tribune. And I think the Times was called the Times. And they joined anyway, you know, at the time. Then there was a Democrat, the Bay City Democrat, and it was published once a week.
Mm-hmm. I think it still is.
Is it?
I think.
That's where you get all the dirt.
Right.
I heard that.